On KLYT, this is ABQ Connect.
Miller joins us, a pastor in Florida, and of course, previously a pastor in pastoring in Albuquerque and in Nashville. Kevin, welcome to ABQ Connect, and tell us a little bit about settling and getting a new home there in Florida.
Yeah, appreciate it. Thanks for having me on. We're enjoying sunny Florida life out here in Tampa. Really enjoying all the family stuff we get to do, being out on the water. But we do, I got to admit, we miss having the seasons of New Mexico. It's just always summer out here.
Yeah. And I always like to go there with friends. It is beautiful in Florida. The sunshine state that has fewer sunny days than New Mexico.
Yeah. Interesting, huh?
No, it is beautiful. I'm so happy, you know, knowing you and the investment you've made in New Mexico and in my family. My kids were connected with you and your ministry as you ministered to the youth as you were when you were younger. So appreciate that and appreciate the investment you're making now in just another part of the world, another part of our great country. But Kevin, you have been busy. Including actually recently coming out for a Man Up conference at Calvary Church Albuquerque, along with Stephen Christian, and sharing good news then. But you've also been busy as an author. I want to call attention to a website that our audience can find at kevmill.com. It's two L's. kevmill.com. And this morning we'll be focusing on your new book, Run, which is kevmill.com/run. Kevin, what prompted you to put this in book form?
Yeah, great. Thanks for asking that. So for the last year, I've kind of been working on this, but this is actually something that it has been a topic of counseling, both receiving counseling, me personally, as well as me counseling others for a couple decades now. You know, the topic really is sexual sin, but more generic to facing temptation. And I wrote this on a flight about a year ago. I was flying from Tampa to Portland. So I had a long flight. I think it was 4.5 hours or something like that. And I was going to a conference where the topic was sexual purity, sexual integrity. So it was kind of just fresh on my mind. And so I got on this plane and I thought, I wonder what it would look like to write like a little booklet on this topic. So I spent the next 4 hours just kind of fleshing it out. And I got a lot of the content kind of typed out there. It was real rough, but kind of the first draft. And I remember I landed in Portland and I called my wife and I was like, I think I wrote a book on the plane. And so then I've spent the last year working with an editor and really fine tuning it, adding discussion questions and all of that, really honing in on how do we prevent and defeat temptation. And so I just wrote this. It's small. It's about 60 pages. I wanted to keep it concise and easy to navigate. And it's really just a scriptural strategy on how to prevent and defeat temptation in our lives.
Yeah. And I should mention this too, at the website at kevmill.com/run, you'll see a link where you can go and get the book, but of course, maybe available other places you're finding your favorite books, available. Is this one going to be available, audibly as well?
Eventually. Yes, it will be. And, it should be up on Amazon shortly as well. All the formats.
And I know the sexual temptation was, you know, the main, you know, driving force on this. But, you know, as I was looking at the website, it, you know, occurred to me, and I'm sure to you, you know, temptation is temptation. And one of the first things that popped into my head was, you know, the way sexual temptation or many other temptation or maybe all temptation works is compromise. You know, just one dipping the toe into it. Oh, I can handle this. And, It's probably been an overused illustration, but I can't help but going to the TV series Breaking Bad. You know, here was a chemistry teacher who had cancer and needed money for his family. And boy, he could make meth like no one else. And I'll just do it a couple times and make a little money for my family. And, you know, I mean, if you watch the series or heard about it, obviously it went much farther than dipping a toe in, and it ruined his family. It ruined his life. And this is not uncommon with many other temptations. Kevin, you want to address that?
Yeah, you bet. And you're totally right. I wrote the book, although it is specifically geared toward sexual temptation, the principles apply all over the place. In fact, the opening chapter of the book, without giving it away, is really a story of a man who let something into his life and it almost killed him. And so, yeah, I mean, this applies in so many different areas. And I think part of this too, like what's on my heart for this book is I'm just tired of hearing stories and even seeing this play out in the lives of my friends and people close to me in ministry that didn't know how to talk about what they were struggling with and bought into the idea that they were all alone. And so eventually they just tried to beat it all by themselves, and it doesn't work. We need each other. And so it just, like you said, it tears lives apart, marriages, it ruins legacies, and there's just no need for that. And so a lot of my heart behind writing the book is helping people understand it doesn't have to be this way, and there are ways to flee the temptation and replace it and find some other great people to do this with.
Now, I want to draw again the audience back to the website, kevmill.com/run. I'm going to be walking through some of the things that are found there. Before we go there, Kevin, I do want to ask, you know, since it started specifically dealing with sexual temptation, you know, I think we often think, you know, this is a guy thing, but the truth is it's something that impacts everyone. Does it impact guys more than gals?
I mean, it's definitely a pervasive issue with men, but like we talked about before, temptation itself is an issue for a human in general. Yeah. Like everybody is facing something. And even just over the last couple of decades, as I've battled with this in my own life, I have just found so much hope that comes from speaking up and being open and vulnerable about what's happening in my life. And I've also found that this is not just a male problem, but this is a female issue as well, dealing with sexual sin. And temptation is everywhere, and we live in a hypersexual culture that is trying to take the gift of our sexuality and identity and hijack it and use it against us. And whether you're a guy or a girl doesn't matter. The devil just wants to take that gift and use it against you. And so that's a lot of the heart behind the book, is helping us understand, like, where do we even begin with talking about this? Because there can be so much shame that goes along with it. And that's, I think, the devil's tool to keep us isolated and quiet. And then once we isolate ourselves, we just quietly spiral and struggle and make no progress.
Yeah. Listen, we are up against a break. And what I'd like to do, Kevin, is take a quick break, come back and walk through some of the things available on the website that people can put to use. You mentioned, you know, who the book would be good for as far as groups and individuals and churches. But can you stay with us for another segment?
Yeah, you bet.
All right. We're going to take a quick break and come back with more with Kevin Miller, a pastor and author of the new book, Run, is actually how we should have said it. It's with an exclamation mark. Kevmill.com/run is where you'll find the details. We'll be back there right after this on ABQ Connect. We're in the midst of a conversation with Kevin Miller, author and pastor, currently in Florida. Kevin, welcome back in.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Steve.
So we're on the website at kevmill.com/run. And before we get to some of the things available specifically related to the new book, Run, I do want to call attention as well, Kevin, quickly to other things on the website, just simply at kevmill.com. Podcasts and sermons, what will people find in that tab? I mean, other than the obvious.
Yeah, I mean, I've been teaching weekly for most of my adult life, for the last 20 years. And so my podcast is basically the last 10 years or so of a bunch of recorded messages that I've had over the years. So different sermon series that I've taught in different places, some of them more recent, some of them a little bit older. That's been a fun creative outlet for me to be able to put those things out there, so that you can get those podcasts anywhere you listen: Spotify, Apple Podcasts, YouTube, all of that.
Okay, and then the other tab, books, which mm-hmm. implies Run is not a first. You've got a couple other products out there. Can you briefly let people know what they'll find with those?
Yeah, you bet. The first book I wrote, I think it was 2018. It's a devotional through the book of Proverbs. So it's once a day. You know, one thing I love about Proverbs is that you can read one chapter a day and it'll take you through the whole month. And then you just start over on the first day of the month. So I just give a short devotional with a few questions each day. That book is called Better Than Gold. You can find that on my website, kevmill.com, or on Amazon, or anywhere you order books online. And then my next book was put out in 2019. We called it Come Hell or High Water. And it's the story of kind of the backstory and the first 10 years of our church plant. Our church in Tennessee is now 16 years old. And for our 10th anniversary, I wanted to just kind of share the story of some miraculous things that God did in the life of our church over those first 10 years. And so Come Hell or High Water is also available at kevmill.com and anywhere you order books online.
Okay.
And then, of course, there's Run.
Right. Yeah. And we're going to get back to some of the resources available along with that new book that came out at the end of September. Speaking requests, as I mentioned, you recently were in Albuquerque, speaking to the men at the Man Up Ministry, but where do you find yourself doing the speaking requests typically?
Yeah, I mean, I'm open to wherever. That's one thing I actually love, is a new venue, a new place, a new city. Especially with this book, Run, I've had a handful of opportunities already. I've had a couple different churches that have reached out and asked if they could get books for their men's ministry, you know, different things like that, some small groups. That's one thing I tried to build this book to do, is to be a resource for small groups, for men's ministries. Here in Florida, we're working on an opportunity for even our student ministry to go through a student version of this conversation, just dealing with how do we prevent and defeat temptation even before it's grown real big in our lives? How do we deal with it at a young age? And so lots of different opportunities like that. And I'd love to be a part of a church on a Sunday, or a men's ministry during the week, or small groups, or whatever that might look like.
Okay. And of course, the answer to how to deal with it in short is run. But it's much more complex than that. And how to combat it, not only, you know, when it's happening, but preventing it even is part of what, you know, these resources are all about. On the homepage, in addition to under books, there's a tab right now. It's Run Club. And available there are the resources, accountability resources. Can you speak to what's found there?
Yeah, you bet. I use, even today on my phone, I use Covenant Eyes, which is, it helps to filter internet, but it also is an accountability software that if there was a day where I went down a road and looked at some things on my phone that I shouldn't, it will send a blurred out screenshot of that to my accountability partners that are built into the app, and they'll receive a notification, and that starts the conversation between me and them. Now, thankfully, that hasn't been an issue for me in a very long time, but I want to keep it that way. And so I believe in covenant eyes. In fact, I meet with a pastor for accountability every couple months. We get together, and I think he turned 70 this year, and he's been paying monthly for covenant eyes on his phone for a long time as well. So he kind of inspired me. And so there's a link to that on my website. There's a list of Bible verses that I keep on my phone. I call it the lust list. And I think it's just a great way. Like, if we're dealing with a spiritual battle, which is temptation, then we need to fight with spiritual weapons. And I think the best way to do that is the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. And so hiding God's word in our heart, I list a whole bunch of scriptures there that are helpful. And you can also find that same list in the back of the book Run as well.
And then, you know, really, I can see why this is important, but explain why you decided to put on the resources an opportunity for others to share their run story.
Yeah. I've already had a handful of people who have written in and said, man, this has already helped our marriage. This, you know, brought about some honesty that was really needed, some great conversation. I just think, you know, I think it's chapter 4 in the book is about the importance of inviting people into this conversation. In fact, in the book, I give some practical thoughts on how much to share with who in your life. Because this doesn't mean that you just go share every single detail with every person you run into. But there are a handful of people who need to know about the deep things that are going on in your life. And so we talk a little bit about that. And I just think there's so much health and value in other people hearing the success stories and the stories of healing that God is doing in other people's lives. So that's where the run story comes in. I would love to be able to hear and maybe with permission share some of those stories about what God is doing as we just begin this conversation. A lot of what's on my heart for this book is normalizing the conversation around sexual temptation, because unfortunately it's a little bit taboo, but so many people deal with it. And I find that the main problem is, although people are dealing with it, nobody wants to talk about it. And so that's kind of where the run story comes in.
All right. Well, listen, if you just tuned in, we've been visiting with Kevin Miller, pastor, author, currently residing in Florida, doing ministry there with his wife and nearly grown children, Kevin. It's a little, I don't know, this is new to me, watching friends' kids grow to adulthood. As you know, my kids are all pretty well out of the nest. But I do want to make sure at the website people know kevmill.com. Not only can they find out more about the book Run, but they'll find you on social media, including Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. And Kevin, before I just cut you off, I'll throw it back to you. Any final words for the KLYT audience in regards to Run or other things on your heart?
Yeah, I just think, like we talked about, there are so many issues that we all face that we are too ashamed to talk about or admit that it's a problem. And I've just found in my own experience that when I have the courage to speak up about it, not only does it set me free, but it gives somebody else the freedom to speak up about their own. And I just want to normalize the conversation around weakness and temptation and struggle, because once we talk about it more, there's a lot of hope and there's a lot of help.
Well, Kevin, thank you for your transparency, for the work you put into this, for the ministry that you continue to do, and we look forward to having you back on again.
Awesome. Thanks so much, Steve.
All right, and thank you for listening to ABQ Connect.
ABQ Connect is a production of KLYT. The views expressed on ABQ Connect do not necessarily reflect the views of the staff or management of KLYT.